Leaders of Alaska tribes and corporations are gathering in Washington to meet with President Obama at what's being billed as a historic event. APRN's Libby Casey reports that the White House is gearing up for Thursday's Tribal Nations Conference.
Leaders from all federally recognized tribes are invited to this week's conference, and so many are coming that the event is too big for the White House. So the Interior Department will host Thursday's event. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the Obama administration wants the message out that consultation with tribes is meaningful, not just lip service.
Thursday's Tribal Nations will be the first meeting of its kind for a very long time with federally recognized tribes. There has not been such a meeting now for over 15 years. All 564 federally recognized tribes will have the opportunity to interact directly with President Obama and with representatives from the highest levels of his administration.
The president's advisor on Native American issues, Kim Teehee, says even the last major White House meeting 15 years ago didn't have this much high-level attention. Cabinet secretaries of education, energy, commerce, health, and other departments will be there. Teehee says it's basically the biggest conference the Obama administration has hosted so far for any group.
Certainly, they didn't have the level of agency participation and cabinet participation and senior staff participating either. And so, I mean, it's unprecedented, I think, for a single conference this year to have had so many agency cabinet officials and senior officials present.
Members of the Obama administration acknowledged Tuesday in a teleconference with reporters that any such gathering can't ignore past grievances by the federal government toward tribes. Teehee says keeping in mind devastating history can help prevent future problems.
One of the things that is clear on our mind is the fact that without consultation, without collaboration, the kinds of policies that can start from a federal government, you have the assimilation policies, the allotment policies, the termination policies, and only in the era of self-determination the tribes begin to be able to pursue self-determination, to be able to provide economic development opportunities for themselves, and to be able to make decisions for themselves.
Bureau of Indian Affairs head Larry Echohawk will also be at this week's meeting. He says one way to heal and move forward is to show respect for tribes in current policy.
The best way to address the past is to honor treaty promises and respect sovereignty. And that's what this White House conference is all about, nation-to-nation dialogue, communication, and consultation to improve the quality of life for Native Americans. And I'm just honored to be a participant in it.
Interior Secretary Salazar calls the dialogue taking place between tribes and the Obama administration momentous, but he also warns there's no easy fix.
We don't expect and will not be at a point where Thursday President Obama and Indian leadership from around the country can wave a magic wand and say we've solved these problems. But they are issues which we will identify, and we will put together teams to work on these issues so that when all is said and done, we will have made a difference in Indian country.
Among the Alaskans going to this week's meeting is NANA Regional Corporation President Marie Green from Kotzebue. Green says she hopes to see President Obama reach out and also listen. She says subsistence will be a top issue for her, a topic that dominated last month's Alaska Federation of Natives convention.
Like the others traveling down from Alaska, I hope that we'll have the opportunity to raise our concerns like we have just recently with the Department of Interior, but having the president become aware of what those concerns are.
Green will be one of 10 heads of Alaska Native corporations expected to attend this week, and she hopes they're able to talk about the Small Business Administration's 8A program, which gives the corporations advantages getting government contracts. It's recently come under fire in the U.S. Senate. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.